all the stuff about last night. I just left it out in case it made sense to use it for Zoom or whatever. So,
and if I find books I wanted to match, yeah, I didn't write them down. I can't remember what they were. Don't browse right now. People are really, people
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey.
Let's see. Let's
You
see.
are on screen. We're very close.
Oh, well.
I sit here. Can you see
Oh,
any
I
of
can
the?
see Jeannie.
Yeah.
I can move too. Can you see us, Jeannie?
I can see you.
You
Hi,
can.
Heidi. Hi, Jane.
Jeannie, hello.
If I turn this way, it's because I've got my the minutes on the on my desktop.
That's okay.
Maybe Google can take over Windows Edge or something. I'm fighting with that. Hello. Here.
Yeah. Okay, calling to order at 9:13. Any additions, postponements?
No.
Consent agenda items, reviewing the minutes. And if
The
not,
minutes are always gorgeous. I like approving votes. Approving votes.
I thought this looked totally fine. Any
boots.
Then not shall we go on to the treasurer's report?
By the way, the thing at the bottom of the vision, been having the wrong number in there. Now I have the right one.
Which
It's
number are you?
1409 for this year. I had put the combined fundraising thing in there. Number should be 14. All the fundraising back in July, basically. Since then, we've had donations. That's the last of the fundraising. And I have added up at the top the fourth line. I have added the capital improvement fund down here, which used to hang around with 130 bucks in it. Now it has a $25,000 grant, so I thought I would put it on there to track down.
That's great.
Certainly.
Don't think there was anything in the beyond expended annual budget, that's one of course the operating fund costs and depending on which is in at the moment. I did notice our budget for this year included $2,100 from programs fund to go into the operating funds. And that hasn't shown up yet, but Tammy is transferring them. So the program's fund will be about 10,000 lower next time.
And is that just was that unexpected, or is that
Oh,
just
no,
that's
that's
how
what
we
we
do it?
planned when we
Yeah.
did the budget last year was
Right.
in order
we didn't want to ask for that much more, so right. You said, well, we'll pick it out of programs.
Yep. Nope, I do remember that.
Well, you mean to be given a raise, just $320.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does this include the donations that just came in, Ryan?
No. So just are, well, maybe, who knows?
Right. And then is there, can you guys remind me of what it costs per museum for the library? Is it, it's like between?
$350 to $400 usually.
Okay. Yeah. And then the town pays it posted.
About $75 to $85.
Because someone had, and maybe we can talk about this with the budget, but someone had suggested to me, depending on what is happening with the select board and the RBS decision, that we potentially put out a special edition. And I said we would have to fundraise for that and have to cover the postage, which isn't part of the budgeting. So I wasn't sure.
Newsletter expenses.
And that's what I had asked.
You're right. You would have to ask the select board if they were willing to cover the postage again.
Which is $100.
About $75, $80.
That's a bulk one.
But it would go the rates will probably be higher before then. The end of January, the rates usually go well. It's going. So they'll change by the end of January. So they'll probably be a little more expensive. It's not crazy. Now I wonder though too, because we have a policy now that says we put out a quarterly newsletter. Whether or not, I mean, there's no policy police that could become arrested us for not meeting the policy. But we do have a policy now that says the news is a quarterly newsletter.
Does that eliminate special?
I don't know.
I would say no, but I mean, for an issue, a townwide issue, where, you know, to get information out because of the timing of the publication and town meeting. So it was suggested, or someone asked me, and I just said I thought it was a good idea. Depending on what kind of material we have to distribute, but I also requested select board submit something about the school for this issue. I don't know if it will, but that would be really great to go into town meeting with some information instead of a January sure. set of information, and then suddenly it's town meeting and we
in October, the newsletter expense was $548.
Also a little bit more. That was had the additional insert.
It's bigger.
$548.
And 35 cents.
And that included the postage or just
printing the mailing.
All right. Well,
he has it broken down just as newsletter expense.
Okay. Okay, any other questions about this treasurer's report? Jim?
I have no questions.
Shall we move on to library directors? Jeannie, did you have anything?
No.
Not looking at this.
No, I was. I've got, I'm oh, trying to do things.
Okay.
But I'm good with the treasurer's report.
Okay. All right. Take it away, Ryan.
Okay. Yeah, a few things to highlight from last month. From visitation that was down, not terribly exciting because it tend to get pretty slow in November and December. We've had a reasonable stretch of new patrons getting signed up over the last 2 months.
Meaning how many?
We had two in November and then three or four in October. So, a good push there on new patrons, which is nice. A couple of local folks, a couple of folks from outside of town. I don't think anything else is necessarily telling in terms of visitation. A few things. There's a lot happening with the building over the last 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, you know, at the end of October, we lost the heater because the propane wasn't filled up like it was supposed to be. We lost the phone for a couple of days because the phone on the outside of the building, the line just fell apart. That was repaired no cost by TDS. And then the middle of November, the windowsill that had been starting to rot on the exterior side of the bathroom window was replaced. So that's largely buttoned up and taken care of right now. So,
Replaced by whom?
Slackboard.
Was not good.
it was a little bit unsure about how it all is shaken out with decisions and work and but it was a, I don't know if it was an employee or like a partner or just somebody who occasionally works with Nathan Donahue did the work. But it was kind of under the purview of Nate. So the work is done now, so that's nice to have it crossed off the list. Other excitement, we kind of gone through waves of getting ahead with the work at RBS and getting a little behind. About a month ago, we were feeling pretty positive we were going to have it wrapped up, and then
What's happening today? Is anything
no, nothing's happening
not I
today.
didn't get
Just kind of the
nervous about it yet?
right the downfall or the downside of having been in there a couple of weeks getting stuff done. Our goal is by the beginning of the new year to have at least once a week or at least a couple times a month that we kind of open up the RBS library. So when kids are getting picked up from the after school program, we can be there. We can again move books from here or there, whatever, and just see if it works as an opportunity to meet some families where they are, circulate some materials.
Who would be the library director there or stand in after
It
you?
would probably be me, since I have more flexible hours than Caitlin does. So it would probably be me that would meet there one of those afternoons. And then somewhat related to kids collection work, we were awarded a $5,000 grant from John Henry Eldridge Jr. Foundation, Dorothy Louise Kyler Fund. It's
John Henry Eldridge.
been a little tricky to keep.
John Henry Eldridge came into
Yeah, but
the
it's a nonprofit out of Northwestern Ohio, who is supporting communities who could use some extra help in building access to resources, building access to information, et cetera.
That's
The
wonderful.
grant essentially kind of travels around the country on a bit of a schedule. Vermont was one of the locations it was able to apply for this year, so we were one of five Vermont libraries that was awarded a grant. So that's exciting.
That's really awesome, Brian. I'm
That's
totally,
wonderful.
yeah. I
That's
mean, that's a huge.
no, it's a good chunk of change. I wrote most of the grant was pitched at the idea of providing access to a resource we don't currently have, self-contained audiobooks. The audiobooks we have right now are either still physical CDs or downloadable items. So if you, there's a big media barrier now for how you can access our collection with audiobooks. So either you don't have a CD player because they're becoming obsolete, or you don't have a device to be able to download the media yourself from the online services. So the playaway books are essentially in between. It is a self-contained device. All it does is play the audiobooks. Have you ever seen them?
It's a
It's like a
device.
Walkman for
But,
CDs that you can take home.
right. Except it's all digital media. There's no physical CD.
I
But
see.
so
So
like
it's
I
the
would,
machine that shows
that
plays
yeah.
it for
It
you.
will look just like a book, except it's a
Okay.
plastic case that has
You can't
media
take.
buttons, you know, play, stop, rewind.
What? So you
It's
can't
and a
turn the
little
pages
speaker.
either.
it has some of them will have individual speakers, but most of them will have like an audio jack that you plug it into
My
headphones or
God, I
something
didn't even
else.
know that existed.
We're kind of behind the times.
I'm way behind.
And so
So,
that was part of the reason I wrote it, because they're expensive. And so it's for our library, for our
do we get
collection.
one or several?
We're gonna lot.
Like,
$5,000 worth.
how many is that?
The average price
Are that?
was $40 to $50 a piece. So like I said, they are a financial commitment. I think that's the reason we don't have them so far, is because
Oh.
it always felt like a gamble. Is this the right book to get an audio? Or is it just going to sit on the shelf and not get used?
Oh, so each one is one book. Then you don't play lots of books on it. I see.
But we do. I did write into the grant that it would be nice to get some extra devices to do that, to be able to download other books, to be able to use it.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be a combination of both of those things.
Mm, that's very cool.
So that's some good news. And so, like I said, I feel like we've had a pretty reasonable slew of programming here over the last month or so. Program last night was good. No strings. Marionette showed up in end of November. The usual book club, game nights. Some other stuff here and there. Yeah, it feels like it really has been busy. So.
Is that Dottie waiting to come in?
I don't. No. Okay. No, but so does Sass.
She said, by the way, that she loaned her car so she can't get down here physically. And I asked if she could.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe getting back to their offer a ride and go right by the house.
One of the things that Nate mentioned was when he was fixing the window, that the propane tank had tipped over and pinched the line, and I'm assuming that's all the lessons.
They took care of it.
Right. And there was no leak for anything. Right.
By the way, Bob, I think that your email, I'm happy to go ahead and play games on the 29th.
Okay.
I mean, I've improved the email.
I'm curious, yes, also.
And I noticed the collection number went up by like 1,000. Is that's reflective of
RDS books?
Nice.
I mean, some stuff here as well, but yes, it's
when you open the library at RDS for the Bridges kids, will there be a chance for them to check books out over there?
Mm-hmm. You know, I said it would be like kind of like a satellite branch in a sense for.
That's very cool.
And when will that process of, selecting the books end, or how long do you see it going on for?
For, I don't know, that again, that's kind of where it's been a mixed bag of, we go in 1 week and it, like, yes, like you can see the progress, like we've made a bunch of movements, like things are going quick, and then, gosh, hardly got anything done today.
Oh, because I haven't been coming with Blue.
No, I mean, it's nothing on you. I think it's I've been the same way. Like
saying.
I had when I got there last week, I had other stuff that I had to attend to that was more time sensitive than the cataloging. So it was silly that here I am in the space to do the work, but
I got pulled
into
other things. And I'll get my act together and, start. I think it's kind of fun.
The big one on a Thursday morning. It's about Thursday. I've been showing up about 8:30 and Caitlin is there until about 1.
We have about 5 functions and go back to the books away on the shelves and something else in order. And there are lots of books in there. And they're very skinny. Are there
still tables and chairs and places for kids to sit?
I mean, yes.
Kind of.
It's not open like it was before. The UES library stored a bunch of stuff that they weren't sure what they were going to do with in there. Like there's one corner that has dozens of boxes in it. The tables are workstations and we have at this point kind of filled up with our work. So again, that's why the January go live is kind of what we're shooting for, just so we have a chance to get ourselves a little more settled and not have to worry about saying, oh no, don't stay away from that, or no, we're not ready with those ones yet, just to have it.
Is there kind of a section of that huge room that could be sectioned off with maybe a rug and chairs gathered around it or something like that to make a good space in it?
I mean, we could, but at the same time, we're not looking at this as like we're going to be running programs. It's not going to be,
so that
it's more just a transactional We're all here, materials are here. Please come browse, borrow, ask, just connect, take advantage of, but at the same time, we're not trying to, with the uncertainty of the building, and I think it'll be silly for us to really invest into the space itself, if that makes sense.
Speaking just temporary, gather around. Isn't there a
rug in the room
like that? This
room? It's a rug in the kids' area that
films,
but.
All right. Would anyone like to make a motion to accept the consent agenda?
I so move.
Seconded by Carl. All in favor? Approving? Aye.
$9,256.
So,
who was the second on that?
Carl.
Okay. Who else?
And all of us agreed. No addition, no audience, strategic plan work session. So, we are getting a few surveys back. Sounds like Brian got a few back in the mail. Has anyone filled any out here?
There was one that should be included in there.
Okay.
I'm almost positive I compiled. Yes, I'm almost positive I put that one in there.
Yeah. Any that doesn't have a mark on it is it at large. And then there were five in the box from the community dinner the other month. So I'm working on creating a digital version of the questionnaire, and then it will be data entry to get these in that format in order to just get numbers really quickly, unless someone wants to do it a different way. But I have basically the bare bones of the survey, and it just... Maybe, you know, Jane and I can sit down, but I'm hoping more will come in.
I would expect we probably have.
Yeah. So I can take the box and a handful of surveys to the community hall and just stick it in there. And Jane and I wrote a little note to put in with the ones that got sent to the random brand list. Just said your name was randomly chosen, and we appreciate your feedback. So I can put something like that on the box in the community hall too. Says, appreciate your feedback. And then hopefully have something compiled in early January, I would think. It's not that far away. Maybe late January.
The grand report.
And then just starting the process of, I think, talking about that information and presenting it somehow in a strategic plan document of some sort. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I was surprised by even getting back five of the questionnaires. To get some kind of sense, at least very positive, they were positive answers, but just to get a sense that people are using the library and what they think of it, and so pretty positive.
And there was one person who does not use the library for any purpose, so that, but then they did go to talks by local politicians, so probably someone who attended a meet and greet or something like that. But I haven't looked at the ones that came in through the mail yet.
They were fairly similar. One that was exactly like that as well. Don't use the library, but support the library.
Right.
Like I said, it was largely positive feedback that came in. That's why I thought most of them had come from, excuse me, the donor list.
Right.
It was interesting. Yeah.
And were... Did anyone have like concrete, because we're going to use these to set some attainable goals. What was the phrase that was used?
Smart goals.
Smart goals. You know, I think that would be those short answer, what can we improve on, or what, you know, what do you find need to work on being how we
the page we're putting together is to present at a town meeting or
I guess
until January is not printed for important.
It wouldn't be for the report.
Right. But I think mentioning it in whatever we submit to the town report, you know, that we're working on a strategic plan for the next 3 years and how we can better serve the community, unless people want to put something in the town report, in which case we can.
Yeah,
get.
Well, it isn't all, it just isn't compiled, made into anything in time for that. So.
Right. Yeah. I imagine you're going to write for the newsy some of these updates that you talked about. Yeah.
Yep.
And so that seems more timely.
The report that the library, well, our impact or our annual report that we put into the town report, we always look at it as one, providing the impact, you know, how many books this, how many patrons that, just like the numbers to support what we've done. And then do a little bit of advocacy work, just promoting some of the things that we do have you might not know about, or things that are upcoming, et cetera. So it's a combination of that. One, providing the numbers to support where we are, what we've been doing, so you can see the impact. And then two, a little bit of advocacy outreach, just kind of promotion.
What happened to Kathy? She couldn't get out. She loaned her car to John and Kathy, who are having car trouble.
Oh,
so she didn't have a way to get her.
And I did, we talked about it after, I think at the last meeting, about the comparison libraries, sister libraries, who looks like Roxbury, who doesn't. There were two that I had suggested I thought were pretty darn similar to, I think you'd ask about whether or not those communities had elementary schools. The Stamford Community Library, that town, Stamford, does have a small elementary school. The other one, Windhall, it's actually confusing. It's in the town of Bonneville, but it's the town of Windhall?
Yeah.
In, I don't quite understand.
Windhall, is it on the border of the Connecticut River?
Or? It's down in Rattleboro.
Somewhere down south.
Yes, it's in the greater Britain, greater Rattleboro area. They do not. They have a tuition program. So those two that I thought were fairly similar to us had a different mixed bag with a local elementary school around it.
And then in terms of like median income and stuff like that, are they, I can't remember, they were kind of similar, right? Like we're not comparing ourselves to Killington or whatever.
No, so I think they would have been, they're fairly similar, I think. Yeah.
And then Hancock was the other one that seemed kind of
potential as well.
Parallel, yeah. Both in terms of population served and
some of the income pieces.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, you know, for the grant that I just discussed, the poverty rate in the community was one of the factors that factor into the decision making for that one. And Brattleboro had received the grant as well, which I don't know Brattleboro well, but I just hadn't expected that Brattleboro would have met the poverty criteria for that grant.
You think it would be.
As my hometown area, I would say probably now it would.
Some of the changes with.
Yeah. There's been a shift there. So. Okay. Well, do people want us to resend samples of strategic plans so we can kind of get a sense of kind of a structure that we want to follow, or in terms
in
of
the,
writing or
the kind of the sort of like hidden link on the website that I had initially up that had all those files would still be there.
Is it possible to make a summary of the ones mm-hmm. that are like us?
Or I have.
It was
the towns or the strategic plans?
The strategic plan.
Well, we don't have one, so we get to pick what format we want to follow.
It'll be interesting to see the others
and have them right here.
9 months.
I know. It's been far too long. I mean, we have definitely. I mean, here's a few examples.
I think I remember Kevin's, the Shelburne Library, being one that was going to stand out of the noteworthy and how they prepared theirs.
Proudly serves Greensboro. Now, these look really interesting.
One of the things that, Ryan, you had handed out, I think, would be really helpful for all of us to revisit is this planning. Process sheet, which I don't know if that's still in there, but I think this came from you and not from me.
I'd love to read these, maybe not now, but later.
I have keep them in my little folder if you want to read them in my copy. But again, Ryan's saying he has this as a link. I don't know if you want to just link to those one more time.
What is the link that you have, Brian, where
I'll send it out again.
Okay.
We're seeing it. I want to pay more attention to it
now. The planning document, if I had it, is in there.
Yeah, it's labeled at the top worksheet one, but that might be some of these questions in here might be really good to go over as a group. We'll just make this something to just kind of tuck in our hats, because I know we have to get to the budget today. So, but that would be, I don't think I have a third one.
Yeah, I say yes to everything here.
There are two peachums. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. This second page is interesting.
I mean, this brings you all the way in study.
Those you could take those, and I'll print them out again for change to look at, because I prefer to read things in hard copy.
I do too.
Right,
yeah,
so
I think
I'll,
I like this second page as a way of reading it.
Okay.
Really.
So maybe we
give you, it does give some ideas about
how to go about it. Okay, well, how do people feel if I kind of put together a structure,
if you want to,
based on some of those examples and this outline, and then we can kind of flesh it out? I mean, it really is just
very happy if somebody else wants to.
It's
put
like an outline.
Structure.
I'm talking about an outline. I'm not talking about writing it just yet. But how do people feel about that? Or Ryan, I don't know if you and I want to go over this at all, or feel like this is the work of the primary work of the trustees, but I'd like you to review
okay,
it.
This is all for
okay.
Carl. Oh, how nice.
Okay.
Wow.
So any questions, Jeannie?
Oh,
we'll,
nope.
We'll look for that link from Ryan again and just look at things, and I'll try to throw a kind of basic outline together for this planning process and how we're gonna take that on. But I think we should probably focus on getting the budget.
Sounds good.
So it sounds like in January we'll have some preliminary data to talk about. We'll have the template that we're going to use to, so we've going to be like a big brainstorming session in the January meeting with the strategic plan.
Because we'll be done pretty much, right, with the all the stuff we need to do for the town. We just have to come up with the, are we going to do the article today?
Probably.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I should write down who these are.
I'll send them to you, Jane.
Are you will? Yeah. It's wonderful. So delighted. This is for you, Ross.
Great. Okay.
Whoa. I didn't realize that.
Anything else about? So if I put the box at community hall and then bring it to, you could always bring it to the supper again. If I bring it today, it'll be there for Monday senior lunches at community hall.
Yeah. Your last push before the holiday.
Yeah. That's, and I won't be able to make the root supper that night, but I can see if someone else would like to make that announcement.
Okay. Same thing, I will be there as well, but yeah.
Great. All right. We know what we're moving towards.
Okay. 2026. Yeah.
People okay moving on to the budget? Yes. Let me just.
Oh, God, I can't see that. I'll just depend on what everybody says.
Yeah, I'm gonna move up. We don't have a printed copy in this packet.
I didn't print a copy, no.
Right.
Compared to what we talked about last month, nothing has really changed. We did clean up a couple of the expected expenses, some of the kind of obligations. I modified the electricity line item to reflect where we've been last year with our rates and confirmed a couple things with our insurance. And outside of that, everything is as it was when we talked about it.
That's it.
James, I help or do you want
to? Oh, I
up?
Can't see anything.
Here, whatever.
Yeah. Don't worry about me. I'll just listen. The music of your voices.
It'll be easier if Jane comes.
The low income lady.
Did I just miss that? I'm listening.
I don't think so. I think everything is.
Is there some way you can share the screen?
Yeah, give me a second. Switch around here.
Should have brought my clear pants.
Okay. Okay. Are you seeing an Excel file now, Jeannie?
I'm not seeing any. Is it in the email? Oh. Something's starting to come up. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. No, I mean, so the big number, based on everything we had in for all the line items, this year's budget, the proposed budget would be up about 1%, a difference of $492 compared to what we had in last year's budget.
Very little. That's wonderful.
And the big takeaways, we'd asked for a good bit more postage to reflect just how much we're mailing books right now and how much more it's costing us to mail materials. We'd had, excuse me. And then, again, some supplies were able to go down. Now, like I said, we reflected a 2% change for staffing across the board. After talking with Carl, we'd asked for another $150 to go into the computer reserve fund. Actually didn't print off our inventory. But we are expecting to replace one of the machines, the circulation desk computer, next year. Potentially be using some of those reserve funds for that. And so, I mean, for the most part, it is a level funded budget. So last year, we had asked the taxpayers for $33,000, and we had an operating budget of 36.9. So when Carl was talking earlier about some offset money from some of our fundraising efforts, that's what it was, as we filled in that difference there between the actual operating budget versus how much we asked the town for. I think I know Carl doesn't like to bring numbers down, which I understand. Things always get more expensive. And I feel a little bit uneasy saying that we could take money away from our books and materials line item. But with the grant we just talked about earlier today, the amount of materials that we've been able to bring into our children's collection through what was the RBS collection, we're obviously going to be bringing, we're going to be purchasing new materials for the kids' collection. Like there's going to be new stuff that's going to be purchased for sure. But like I feel like we could easily pull $500 out of the books and materials line item and it would negatively impact us. Is that if we would did want to go down to like what last year's operating budget was and keep it an actual level funded budget, I don't think that would negatively impact us at all.
And what about it? I mean, you want to keep asking that little teeny bit every year so people get used to it?
A little bit more than a little teeny bit. I would like to ideally wipe out the contribution to operating from the programs. I mean, if we can shrink it a bit from 2,100, even if we can't get rid of it, then
It's
I will. We're actually going up 1% of what we're spending, and we go up 2% what we're asking down the board.
Probably. So that would be no, oh, it's up here.
You got this all worked out so it balances anyways, right? Or, so what did you have to plug in for town, I mean, for contribution funding
From
the programs?
I mean, I didn't plug in anything because it was just the difference. So again, like last year,
Okay. How much is our shortfall then? It's same as last year.
we had asked for 33 last year.
No.
It would have been, hold on a
33,
second.
6, 2,
Equals, what number is that?
33, 8, is that an 8, 16?
H52. And so there's a difference of 43, almost $4,400.
Difference of what you say? 40.
4,400.
So the library comes up with a 40, essentially $4,400
Can
to
that be
make up
right?
the difference. That
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah.
would be if we were asking
for 2% above what we asked last year.
So that would, the 2% above was the 33, oops,
I just think
33,660.
660.
I'm sure it's 33,650.
No, last year was 33.
Right.
That reduces it slightly.
Instead of if we took 500 off of the books line item, it's down to about 3,000.
Right, well, that's your budget, 26, 33, 650. Yeah, okay.
That would be 2% more than what we asked last year.
Okay.
That 20% jump, was that postage? Is that what that is?
No, that's grants.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm almost positive I'm going to get more money from the Department of Libraries for summer performing money next year. That's the only thing that we pretty much guarantee for
And how much
grant
money
funds
would
every
that
year.
be about?
$350.
Oh,
So
not a huge
not
amount.
a huge amount. It's always tricky. It would be a really uneasy feeling to know that you're always depending on grant money to fund everything because you're not always sure. So
And then
we've had a good year for the last year,
been
but
lucky,
that's not always guaranteed to be the case.
or you worked hard, or
Well, basically, total budget, we're level funded with the finance for a little more and pull down our contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But is that right? You said, how much did you say we put in from friends last year?
About 2,100.
2,100.
We're putting in during this year. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, that would bring us down to maybe 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to approve the 2% increase that we asked from the town. That's what we decide to do.
And that's what we need to decide to do is we essentially need to have the dollar amount that we would like to have in the article for the voters to vote on.
And that'll be our last statement of what we want.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, Carl will put the report in that has what last year's budget was and what we actually spent.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll also include the proposed budget here and how the numbers have or haven't changed.
And we need the actuals, right? Because that was the issue last year. Was the actual spending wasn't parallel to what we were asking for. And that's what.
Yeah,
I don't remember what happened last year.
Yes, some people.
Yes, I think that's what happened. So we need to make sure we include that. Well, how do people? The town seem like they'll.
I think the town will vote for it.
What did you say we were asking for the computer fund?
$650. Yeah, because we were given five. We asked $350 the first time. They gave us $500.
Right.
We asked for $500 again last year, and then in 26. And so we do have some expected expenses, and with, well, we all know cost of everything.
Right.
That's gone up to help a little bit with them on that.
And that wasn't calculated into the
no
right. That's separate.
Yes.
Separate. And it seems now we have also the policy on the capital reserve or the computer
yep.
reserve fund, so that it's really clear, you know, where that money is going and how what way it's being spent.
Yep.
Well, I would make a motion to approve the amount of $33,660 from the town.
Say that amount again.
$33,660.
Okay, what's there? Okay.
Any seconds?
I'll second it.
Unless there's more discussion, any more discussion? Seems good to you?
I think so.
Okay.
I've written down our contribution a little bit.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I guess it probably wouldn't hurt to make the. So do we have to make a motion for the article too? Or what the article, I think we usually do, don't we?
What the article must say.
Right. But we would also want to make say something about the capital improvement fund value as well, since right. It's a separate article.
Right. So would anyone want to make a motion to approve the amount that we're asking for the computer reserve fund to go $650?
Well, you could probably just get away saying, well, if you wanted to keep the language the same, you could probably just say
yeah,
the same language with
the sum of $650. for the Roxbury Free Library Computer Capital Reserve Fund. And
you make your motion, Carl?
I move that.
I move that we submit an article to read, will the voters approve the sum of $650 for the Roxbury Free Library Computer Capital Reserve Fund?
Okay. I would second that.
Do we have to make a motion for the first one?
For the big article too, yeah.
Well, let's finish the Computer Reserve Fund vote too. All those in favor?
Aye.
Jeannie, did you get that?
I may ask you when you go over the minutes to make sure I got all of this.
That's fine. I'll look at the articles from last year also.
Okay.
Make different number.
Right. Same thing as last year's article, it's just different numbers.
And I will make a motion that we submit an article to read, will the voters approve the sum of $33,650 for the Roxbury Free Library to be administered by the trustees with any excess to be directed to the town's general fund at the conclusion of the fiscal year.
Is it 660 or 650?
It's 60 on the screen. That was a 2%, but
okay.
This is
anybody big. Want to make a friendly amendment to that? That 660 instead of 650.
I would amend that to 33,660.
You need a second?
I think I would make a motion to amend to 33,660. Jane, are you seconding?
I second amendment. I second this one.
All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
We did. Carl read the wrong amount, so we were just amending it to the correct amount.
I'll just say
660. It's supposed to be 33,660.
Yes.
Yes.
Is what it should be.
We'll tell as amended.
And now we need a motion to vote on the article as amended.
Okay.
You gonna read it again?
Okay. As amended, will the voters approve the sum of $33,660 for the Roxbury Free Library to be administered by the trustees with any excess to be directed to the town's general fund at the conclusion of the fiscal year?
I would make a motion that we accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Who made the move? This has been very confusing. I'm sorry I'm not there.
Heidi made the motion to
Heidi moved and Carl seconded.
Everyone approved.
And we all approved. And Ryan will edit my work.
It's exciting.
It's one of the big board responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Mm-hmm.
So I think probably just the big
send all that to me.
Yeah, and I think making sure that we have those actuals so that there so is that no confusion. Gets...
Carl, you got a deadline for a submission?
I think it's January 6th.
And I hadn't received anything.
I was going to get hold of them and see if they had any other formats, but there were some years saying their things just
okay,
I'm trying to keep it all in so that it's not on any more than two pages.
Yeah. All right, should we get Jeannie back up here?
Thank you.
Great, good work.
Phew.
Thank field you, trip Carl and Ryan, for
field trip to the children's section.
I really like these little seats. These are very
comfortable. They're very practical.
And very comfortable.
I got you. I'm starting out at 12. Going forwards.
Yeah.
Once you get the momentum, right? And can I just say I adore that rug?
The children's rug?
Yes.
Okay. New business? Consider moving RFL funds to short-term CDs. Would this be the facilities?
Facility would just be the general operating fund. Did you talk to Tammy about this specifically, Carl?
I didn't talk about it much, but I said we'd bring this up.
And what's the reason for doing that?
Makes money on interest.
Makes money.
Oh, okay. Makes money on interest.
It's money we're not going to spend right away.
Yeah, it's a 6-month CD.
Okay.
Well, I certainly think that that capital improvement, $25,000, could go on a 6-month CD. Right? Mm-hmm. No, I think they could take the whole entire capital improvement fund.
What's the interest rate on this CD?
I don't know, but
it's probably like 3.5 to 5% or something. Mm-hmm.
Programs funded. I think we never go down to the budget. We'll probably put a good chunk of programs fund in it too. You're probably around 10,000, say 8,000, and then we'll have two just hanging around in case we want anything.
Because, I mean, more often than not, we don't use that money specifically until the end of the fiscal year anyway. Right.
Well, we take that out as programs happen and newsies happen.
I thought we were. I thought we were still paying for those with the operating fund.
The newsies. I thought they came out of the Friends of the Library.
Right, they were tagged that way, but then if we did, for some reason, if we didn't spend all the money we needed to. It was kind of a little bit, let us say, a shuffle game, but it sort of was. I thought that we were kind of holding off. Maybe I was confused. So, if we had a January newsie, I would mark it as a programs, but
yeah,
I had always thought that
and
you
it
would.
Comes out
it does come out of the programs fund itself.
Programs fund, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. This is only 6 months anyway, so
true.
And who decides? Do we decide together what funds we want to use, or how do you decide? Or how
we think we should decide. But
it probably is a board action since it does involve the library's finances.
Right.
But it seems to me a great idea if it's money that we don't have earmarked for any big spending.
Well, we're not likely to start using that 25,000 before the end of June, are we?
Probably not. Even if we do need some of it, the penalty is not going to be exorbitant, so really penalizes too much. But I'm curious, so what do you know what funds Tammy was going to use with town fund town accounts?
No, I don't.
Because I think
I mean,
so like right now, like there's money sitting in the town's fund that belongs to us that hasn't been kicked to us yet.
Oh,
right, because every quarter they kick our
yeah
our money towards us.
Well, no, I don't think she's going to put any of that in because that needs to be. I mean, in January, I think we get the third one, and then on March or so, we get the fourth one.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure about, was about with some of those funds as well that go into the operating fund, and if we need to keep track of whose interest is whose, or...
Yeah, I don't think we... Yeah, that's right. Check and see about
Right.
Or I imagine that, or does she do one big CD and just proportion it out?
Right. Yeah, that was really the only question that I had.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think there's any reason we probably shouldn't. But
it was just kind of understanding. I would say we can probably put the whole gap improvement fund in.
Mm-hmm.
And programs fund, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
half of it, or maybe 8,000 or so of it. Or,
mm-hmm.
Whatever seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Something reasonable.
Then we're going to slowly.
All about 3/4, say 7,500 of that. Should be roughly 3/4.
And that feels like it gives leaves enough for us to.
In case we have programs.
I mean, each program costs us something.
It's usually between the difference in the programs, but.
Right.
Well, because if the news would be the more consistent, that would only be two in a 6-month cycle.
Yeah. So,
what, $3,000 to $4,000, that would be enough to cover that.
Anyway.
Well, that seems reasonable.
The funds get transferred, but electronically, or have
basically, yeah. I mean, this is all.
It's mostly the accounting game.
On computers somewhere. And
somewhere in.
I told her, yep, okay, that line there that's supposed to be
that's
contributed,
it.
Move it from that thing to that thing.
Oh, okay, that's it.
It's all in the same pot. It's just
accounted.
It's just accounted for separately. So.
Yeah, that's why I was
not supposed to spend it when he's not
cement vault. Or gold pieces.
Gold ingots.
Okay, does that require a motion and a vote? I would assume it does, even the amount of money.
Would be a good idea.
It seems like it probably does. It's the finances, it impacts library operations. And, yeah.
So I move that we instruct our bookkeeper to put all of the capital improvement fund and $7,500 worth of the programs fund into a 6-month CD, as we have been offered.
Did Jeannie guess that?
No, Jeannie didn't get that. I would you say it again slowly, Carl?
Okay. I move that we instruct our bookkeeper to put all of the capital improvement fund and $7,500 worth of the programs fund into the 6-month CD, which she is contemplating buying.
Which will mature in summer 26.
Well, and the 7,500 came from what fund?
7,500 from the programs fund.
Okay.
Yep. Did you say what bank she was using, Carl?
No.
Let me read this back to you. Carl moved that we instruct our bookkeeper to put all of the capital improvement funds and 7,500 of the program fund to the CD plan that they are considering.
That would do it. Yep.
Okay. So who seconded?
I'll second it.
Is that Jane?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's me.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Next on the agenda, coordinate Christmas gift donations.
Oh, that list that we were sent.
Did you get any more information?
No, I'm expecting some, but I don't have. I let the woman know that, well, anyway, we were meeting today. We didn't have to have details today. We just needed to have them in time to be able to get stuff, well, procure and then deliver it however we're going to deliver it.
That was pretty specific.
Did you get the list that I got?
Was I did, that yes.
Who we're, is that what we're talking about? Are we talking
I
about
was talking about another
a separate.
Potentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So
it is, I guess the background is, this is going to get a little bit funky going forward into the future without the village school. So the district, I think it was mostly just Tina kind of helping. Well, anyway, the district doesn't do this type of gift giving. If we were to do what we're trying to do now, we would provide essentially a donation to MERPS High, the overall parent teacher organization. And they provide gift cards to families who apply for help at any time throughout the year. So their rationale is that it will be more equitably distributed and more available to everyone and anyone.
Within the district.
So like I said, they wouldn't let us do just something for Roxbury families. They wouldn't let us do something just for this holiday or that holiday.
Although we have done it up till now.
Right.
Huh.
You know, it's kind of a little bit like under the...
Oh, really?
I mean, it really wasn't anyway.
Interesting.
So what does that mean?
So at this point, like I said, I reached out to a couple of teachers that I knew had gone that direction, and some of them had been involved in kind of helping out, figure out who the candidates would be in the past. But I think as time goes on and people leave or change jobs and we lose contact, we don't have as reliable contacts who knew the previous tradition, it might be trickier to kind of maintain what we've done. Not saying that the need has changed, we just need to find other ways to track down the families.
And what about the list that Kristen sent?
So the list that I got that I forwarded to all of you was just me reaching out to the Kristen and Hannah Bryant of Roxbury Rising and finding out if they, since they've been working more directly with Kids Through the Bridges program and things like that, if they knew of anyone, and they sent me back that list. So, I don't know if we, is this going under the district radar to do it this way, in a way that...
The woman I reached out to said she's happy to help. Let's let them know that just... whatever makes sense. Like I said, we're not going to get in trouble necessarily, but again, it is different. And like I said, I know, well, because Christian and I both talk to the same contact with the school district. So, like we're kind of barking up the same tree in a sense. I mean, at the end of the day, it might just be more on us to maybe reach out to families than we've done in the past. Rather than having somebody at the school or having somebody connected, it might just be us making that contact rather than just doing it completely anonymously.
So what do people want to do right now? Did everyone get the list?
Yeah.
Do we want to go with that, or we want to wait to hear back from? But then, what do we do with the first list? I don't really know. I mean, I was just trying to find out information through the avenues that I knew of. But listen.
Mm-hmm. when you look through the avenue as the union welder in their private personal capacity rather than as pieces of the school?
I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems that.
And you could do it through the school. You could, we could provide donations to the Merck's Pie parent organization.
Yeah.
And it would get to kids, but it's different than what we've done before.
There's nothing. It's gift cards.
Right. And would go to everyone who feels bad like yours. But it does remove the Roxbury centric piece of the tradition.
But. Do we want to consider having a Roxbury centric part of the tradition in addition to reaching out to the Merck's Pie, which feels very weird to say. Merck's Pie.
Merck's Pie.
Partners in education.
Reaching out to the what?
To the Montpelier Roxbury, the district organization that reaches.
It's the big parent teacher group. For all the schools.
Oh,
so like the Roxbury Village School PTO was part of Merck's Pie. The Union Elementary School PTO was part
Merck's,
of
Merck's. Okay, yeah. I got it now. Well, for this year, because this year will be different from the next because we're not going to be part of that anymore this year, right?
It would still be part of the district. It would still be part of Merck's Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, now there isn't a Roxbury PTO anymore. It's been absorbed. I guess what do people want to do?
I like the kind of personal and impersonal.
I'm getting ourselves in the mess.
And like I said, I mean, there's nothing. We could reach out to families. Yeah. If we wanted to do kind of what we've done in the past,
they abolish the theater of the poor, so we can't go to them.
Claire's out of town right now. But I mean, we could essentially, Claire might have some ideas as well. They put somebody else in the position of. Say doing the dirty work, but the sensitive work of
reaching out. Be busy with the church.
Yeah. I thought she might have some ideas on the families that would be excited to have an extra helping hand. And that could be an option also. Is I don't know.
If I didn't go to the choir and see if we can do something for Oxford, and maybe throw a little something into the merch.
Do we know that the list that we got was not a Roxbury family? And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I haven't talked to Kristen about what they have going on, but I would have assumed that they would have stipulated Roxbury, but I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry that I brought it up. This is a dilemma. It just was always such a happy thing to do.
I'm glad you brought it up.
I'll just look really quickly if there was anything that suggested it was.
Well, if it was a Roxbury family, maybe we should just go by that.
Yeah, so that you know, it's four individuals.
Jeannie, I get us plugged in quick. I hope I don't.
It's four individuals. Oh, there.